do-it-yourself filmmakers turn video games into movies. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. Machinima is the topic of a two-day conference underway at Stanford University. Machinima is a portmanteau of the words machine and cinema. Machinima is animated filmmaking based on action from virtual 3D environments. So a filmmaker will choreograph and record scenes from games like World of Warcraft, Halo, and The Sims, then add dialogue, sound, and video effects, and post the final product on the internet. What's the appeal of Machinima? For those who make the films, the process is fast, cheap, and flexible. Clint Hackelman is a Machinima artist who's made World of Warcraft-based films called Illegal Danish and Epic Flight Form.
Let's say that you're an aspiring filmmaker, and you want to go and grab a camera, and you want to create a movie that you've had brewing in your head for a while. It's going to get really expensive. First, you have to have, you know, a camera. You have to have actors with some skill, at least. Otherwise, it's not going to be very enjoyable. And you've got to have environments. I live in Indiana, so, you know, pretty much a lot of the environment is flat or woodsy. So that's all I have to work with. With Machinima, you have an entire universe to explore of different game environments.
Occasionally, Machinima crosses over to the mainstream. In 2007, a television commercial for Toyota featured a character from World of Warcraft running loose in an animated Tacoma truck.
Yeah, I'm going to equip myself with a little Four Wheels of Fury!
No way. There's no trucks in World of Warcraft.
Machinima has been around for years, but could be poised to edge a little closer to the mainstream as computer game graphics get better and better. Joseph DeLapp is associate professor of art at the University of Nevada, Reno, where he runs the digital media studio. He sees real potential for the medium.
Yeah, you know, you can actually visualize the point where we will have, you know, kind of photorealistic gaming environments that potentially people could be making. Filmic statements that would be on par, you know, visually with what's coming out of Hollywood today from the animation studios. It's sort of almost like the same way that, you know, camcorders have gotten in the hands of everybody and now HD camcorders where you could be doing really, potentially high quality work from your desktop.
One of DeLapp's students created a little piece of Machinima by using characters from The Sims to mimic the first couple of minutes of the film American Beauty. You hear Kevin Spacey's real dialogue from the Hollywood production, but it's coming from the mouth of an animated Sims character.
My name is Lester Burnham. This is my neighborhood.
At the Stanford University conference, Machinima enthusiasts and legal scholars are discussing threats to the emerging art form. Lauren Gelman heads the Center for Internet and Society at Stanford Law.
Machinima is an issue on the cutting edge of filmmaking because it combines elements that come from games as well as outside content, such as music that people use to put the Machinima to. And so what's really interesting is that it blends many different areas of the law that have to be analyzed in order to figure out whether any particular creation is legal or if the game owners should be allowed to stop the distribution of it.
You can find links to some Machinima films at futuretense.publicradio.org. I'm John Gordon.